Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From KCBS Radio, I'm Matt Pittman, and this is Bay Current for Thursday, August 4th.
We're doing a backpack drive, and, you know, it's always good when you can give back to the community, give back to the kids, give back to the families in need. You know, Family Giving Tree, there is someone who, their goal is to do 26,000 backpacks. When you think about that, you're like, that's a lot of backpacks. There's a lot of kids.
As kids across the Bay Area begin making their way back to school, it can be a time of high anxiety. Not just because it means the end of summer vacation and the start of homework, but for thousands of families who are struggling financially and the cost of back-to-school basics. And that voice you heard is a familiar one, KCBS Radio's Victor Zaragoza. Last week in Concord, at Salvio Pacheco Square, Victor, along with myself, Don Bastida, and afternoon anchors Patty Rising and Brett Burkhart, were part of KCBS Radio's crew on hand for the Family Giving Tree Backpack Drive. The minimum donation was just $35 to stuff a backpack full of the essentials. Notebooks, pencils, pens, a sturdy pouch, erasers, glue sticks, even earbuds, just to name a few things. The total cost of everything that goes into just one of the backpacks is about $86. Victor was very candid with me about how significant this is, how real the financial barrier is for so many families. He told me it's a struggle he knows all too well.
Papers, pencils, erasers, I mean, you name it, because I used to be a type of kid that I didn't carry pencils, I didn't carry paper, and I used to have to borrow, and I'm not going to lie, it was embarrassing. It really was. You thought you was a cool kid? Nah, it's embarrassing asking for help. But if we can do this for them and send them to school with a backpack full of stuff that they need so that we can sharpen them for the future, it's a plus-plus, and it's a win-win, and more than anything, it's a lot of love for the community.
And this year, with inflation causing problems for so many family budgets, and many Bay Area families still feeling the impacts of lost wages from the pandemic, Family Giving Tree has an ambitious goal.
So this year, we're doing 26,000 backpacks for students all over the Bay Area. We've been doing it for 31 years now.
That's Nikki Santos from Family Giving Tree.
What is the importance for the backpack drives been, especially the last few years, and even in a year like this, as COVID has knocked so many people out of, you know, the job market, right?
Yeah.
And most of those people, I assume, have kids that go to school, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I think families are really struggling already, right? And so losing their job, prices are going up. The struggle is harder. Mm-hmm. And so now with gas being so expensive, a lot of these families, their parents don't have the luxury of working from home.
Yeah.
They have to travel to work. And so they're paying all this money for gas, right? So they have to make a decision. Am I going to pay for gas, or am I going to buy my child, you know, a new backpack or a new school supplies? And if they don't, you know, the schools or teachers usually pitch in, and they spend maybe $1,000 out of pocket.
Wow.
For teachers.
These kids will get one of these backpacks full of everything that you see on the table behind
right.
them, from notebooks to pens, pencils, erasers. I saw earbuds in there. There's
yeah.
you know, all sorts of stuff. But what is maybe the most common need for back to school stuff?
You know what? I'd say, I hate to say all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, these things are basic things. You know, basic,
yeah.
basic school supplies.
Pens, paper,
like
pencil.
Pens,
we
yeah.
all take for granted. To be able to give a kid a backpack and he or she knows and their mom and dad knows everything's taken care of. How
yeah.
important is that?
It's so important, and I think it feels really good. You're not only helping a student, you're helping their family, you're helping a teacher
yeah.
too. And so it's just, it's fun to do what we can. These supplies, have gone up in prices, right? So it can, I think last year was maybe 60. Now it's 80 to 120 that you're spending. And so we're here, we, you know, if you donate today, it's $35.
Yeah.
And so we're helping even the donors kind of save. So we're helping donors too, little bit.
Yeah.
And then we're helping the student, their family, our teachers. And we partner with schools all over the Bay Area. And so just getting to help a lot of different schools just means a lot. It's definitely a real big community involvement.
It was a beautiful day out in Concord. Sunny, warm, but not too hot. As folks passed by throughout the day, lunchtime is when things got busy.
Hi, I'm Kuntal Kapadia. I just moved into Pittsburgh.
Kuntal works nearby, and she and a couple co-workers made their donations and stuffed backpacks. And from my perspective, they were having as much fun as the kids who will end up opening these things up and heading to school.
Yeah, I was so happy to see that I just got out for lunch, and it's a beautiful day in Concord downtown, and you know, I run into something which is so beautiful. I would love to have helped. I just don't intentionally go do it. So this was something, and with my two friends, I'm out for lunch. This makes my lunch worth it.
So tell everyone what you did today.
So I donated $35, and they gave away more than that back to us. We packed a backpack, which was so fun, with books and folders and a little pouch with a whole bunch of, you know, highlighters and erasers and little things. I wish I could see the kid who got it.
Right.
So
right.
It's very fun to see that some kid will use it. So
you know what I kept thinking about as I was walking back and forth along the table and just looking at all the stuff is like how much going back to school required, right, when we were kids, all of that stuff. And hey, we were kids. We weren't paying the bill. That was mom and dad's credit card.
Absolutely.
And like, you know, I grew up very middle class, you know, middle of the road family. We had everything we needed for back to school.
Yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't like, you know, we had the fanciest of everything, but we had everything we needed.
Right.
But when you look at it now with age and wisdom, which is a nice way of saying I'm old these days.
Me too.
Just how much stuff that it takes, and like it becomes clear pretty quickly that, yeah, a lot of families can't afford to go to Target or wherever and grab all of this stuff for two or three or four more kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And it keeps life in perspective, right? So I come from India, where I see that a lot, and we used to do it, you know, very unconsciously in our neighborhoods, because, you know, we'd have people helping us at home, so you give their kids something. But it's lovely to be able to do this, you know, when you are out for lunch, to find a setup like this, which is arranged so beautifully. You know, and to do something for some kid. I wish I could see that kid. So if you could arrange that for me, you know, I would like to adopt more of the person who's receiving my donation.
Our KCBS radio broadcast was actually a pretty great setting, under a tent, in the shade, right across from two long tables piled high with school supplies. Afternoon news anchors Patty Rising and Brett Burkhart had the front row seat as the generous donors filed through, stuffing backpacks. Patty and Brett also spoke with a gentleman who knows firsthand the impact of a helping hand this time of year and how far it can go for a school-aged kid.
This backpack drive is helping kids from 200 schools around the Bay Area.
All around the Bay Area, and one of those school districts is the Mount Diablo Unified School District, and we are so lucky to be joined in person, live in downtown Concord, by Superintendent Adam Clark. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. We were just talking off the air about when you started, and you started just before the pandemic started. Talk about that experience. That must have been a quick pivot on your part.
Yeah, so thank you very much for having me, and thank you for all that you all are doing to support the students, not only in the Mount Diablo Unified School District, but throughout the Bay Area. So yeah, I started in the Mount Diablo School District right in the middle of the pandemic. As soon as I was hired, we sort of, as a school board team, made the decision to go to distance learning, and we were just so thankful last year when we were able to bring our students back every day, full time, and And that was just a huge accomplishment to be able to pull that off.
Big
but
time.
Not to say it hasn't been without challenges, but we are very, very fortunate to be looking forward to the start of school on August the 11th.
So that's coming up, what, week and a half?
Yeah, well, actually, from yesterday was exactly 2 weeks. So, but who's counting?
Yeah, countdown clock is on. You know, so many big challenges for education. You layer the pandemic on top of that, and it's, you know, pretty big mountain to climb. What are some of the challenges? What are you really focused on for this school year?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, we always have a focus on students. However, we have to make sure that we're taking care of those who are supporting our students, and that would be, you know, our faculty and staff. So right now, we are still looking to fill open positions. And so we just had a hiring fair last night at the district office. We actually hired 6 teachers on the spot.
Really?
Yes, wow. Indeed. And we've been doing those every week, it seems like. So first of all, we want to make sure that we have staff in place to support our students. And then next, we want to be able to support our families, right? Every family has been touched in some way by the pandemic, whether it's loss of jobs or whether it's shifting where they're working or how they're working or just, you know, a loss of how they do everyday life. And so a lot of our families have been affected. Now, most importantly, our students. And our students have, you know, they've suffered from anxiety, they've suffered from isolation, you know, they're just dealing with relationships, and also, of course, there's always some sort of physical ailments that go with some of our students. So our students, you know, as you know, young people are very, very resilient. Our students have done great things, but they've also shown us that they need support, they need help, they need us to, you know, really be ready to meet their various needs that they have.
Thanks again to the community up in Concord for having us and for turning out so generously. With the goal of 26,000 backpacks this year, the single day drive made a dent. Charlotte Wood with Family Giving Tree told me they received donations for about 77 fully filled backpacks, plus donations of about 28 empty backpacks and numerous bags full of school supplies. And if you'd like to donate to Family Giving Tree's Back to School Backpack Drive, of course, it's not too late. Go to familygivingtree.org, and there is a link in our show notes. That's it for today's Bay Current. We'd love to be part of your routine. You could subscribe to us on the Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or just about anywhere you listen. I'm Matt Pittman, and we'll chat with you again tomorrow.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.